February 21st, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "My remnant faithful must not be attached to their own reputation. They must not concern themselves with what others think. It takes a courageous heart to cling to tradition in the face of those who support erroneous change. Sometimes the courage must be in searching out clergy who are traditional, when it would be more convenient and popular to just go along with the errors of change. This, however, is why you are my remnant. Not all will be willing to pursue tradition. Also, my remnant must carefully discern what they are being obedient to. Do not obey title and position if such obedience leads you away from the doctrines of the faith. It is a difficult call and a difficult decision to be a part of my remnant faithful. The soul of the remnant church must be righteous without being self-righteous. Prayer and sacrifice must be offered in order to make the decision to be part of my remnant." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter." Another note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.